God is awesome. And that's for many reasons. But the one that I have in mind in particular today is just for how his timing worked out with what happened yesterday and our readings today. In our readings, our second reading, we heard, "Persevere in running the race that lies before us while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus." And his timing is so great because just yesterday we had our first annual Ascension 5K. And so there's that connection there. And one of the reasons why I think this is so cool is because this particular reading only happens once every 3 years. And this happens to be the first time we're having this race, and it's on the same weekend. So I see that as God's providence at work. And as many of you know, I ran in that race. And I thought I did all right. I was satisfied with how I did. And after that race, I was talking to some of the other runners, and we were having conversations about the race and how things went. And I told them what I did to prepare for the race. And one of them said to me, jokingly, he said, so, did you look for all the shortcuts? And I was just thinking, I was kind of surprised by that. And surprised that he would give me that comment. My initial response was just simply no, and I wouldn't think about cheating. But as I thought about it some more, I thought about what would be my reasons for not cheating. Why wouldn't I do that? And it's because it would make the race meaningless. Like if I had cut off some of the distance, then whatever time I got at the end, whatever award I got at the end, whatever praise I got at the end, I would know that I didn't earn it. I would know that I didn't deserve it because I didn't do what I was supposed to. And so cheating on the race would actually be counterproductive to that race that St. Paul was talking about in our second reading. The spiritual race, the race for heaven, the race that all of us hope to finish. And if I had cheated, I would have been sinning. And sin damages our relationship with God. It hinders us. It slows us down in that spiritual race. And if it's serious enough, it could actually prevent us from finishing that race. And so it wouldn't be worth it. It wouldn't be worth whatever I could have earned or whatever people would have said about me, good things, I hope. Whatever would have happened if I had cheated, it wouldn't be worth it because I would be slowing down or stopping myself from the more important race. The race for heaven. Our primary goal is heaven, not anything here on earth. And we need to keep that in mind. That's the race we need to care about most of all. And we should all desire to be with God forever in heaven and have that union with God, who is love, who is truth, who is beauty, who is joy. And anything that we experience here on earth of those things is just a tiny little glimpse of what heaven would be like. And that wouldn't be worth giving up or losing for anything that the earth has to offer. And so if we're persevering in this race, if we're pursuing this race, then we should be on fire with the faith. We should have zeal for the Lord. Much like what Jesus told us in our gospel passage, where he said, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it was already burning." If we have this zeal, then we would certainly fulfill what St. Paul calls us to persevere in running the race that lies before us while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. Now, sometimes this zeal for the Lord, this passion for God, this desire to persevere in this race can be a source of tension. In fact, we kind of see that in our first reading, where Jeremiah is simply carrying out what God has asked him to do. He is sharing with the people of Israel the warning that God has for them. God is trying to reach them through Jeremiah so that they would repent, so that they too could finish this race. But instead, their response is to get angry with Jeremiah. They preferred the earth. They preferred their worldliness. They preferred their sinfulness. And Jeremiah, who was following God, was a counter witness to them. And they wanted to silence him. They wanted him to get out of the way. So they threw him in a cistern and left him to die. But Jeremiah wasn't so concerned about his life here on earth. He was more concerned about eternal life. And so the fact that they were setting him up to die wasn't as important to him as the fact that he was following God. He was persevering in the race set before him. Jesus says, "Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." Now this seems kind of strange to us. Didn't Jesus come to give us peace? Well, the peace he's referring to in our passage today is earthly peace. The kind of peace where people aren't fighting with each other, where there's not tension, where there's not division. And he tells us that's not why he came. He says he came and actually came to bring division. And that seems rather strange. But this division he's talking about is the division between those who are zealous, those who love the Lord, those who are persevering in this race, and those who get frustrated by those people, those who don't like that witness, those who would prefer not to be around the people who are believers. There's a tension there. And that can even happen in families, like Jesus mentioned in our gospel passage. There could be some who are in our families who are zealous for the faith, want to do all these great things for God and pray and go to Mass and do all these great things. And then there are others in the family who would rather not, who would rather do something fun, who would rather do something different. And so there's this tension. There's this division. And that division, that tension, we heard in our second reading, St. Paul tells those whom he's talking to that they have not yet persevered to the point of shedding blood. But we have hundreds or thousands of examples in the saints of people who have persevered in the race, people who have followed God to the point of shedding their blood. They were so on fire with the faith. They desired to be with God so much that they didn't mind being tortured, being sent to prison, being beaten, being martyred. In fact, as these things were happening, they were rejoicing about it. Why? Because it meant that they are making their way in the race. They are getting closer to the finish line, closer to heaven, closer to God. And many of us here may not have that same level of zeal, may not have that same level of love for the Lord. And that's okay. In fact, I'm not sure that I have that same zeal at this point. Although I do think in the past that I thought I had that zeal. I thought, oh yeah, like if something happened, I would totally die for God. But I wasn't dying for God in small things, like at that time, praying every day. It's like, what sense does it make if I'm not praying every day that I could somehow give up my entire life for God if I can't give up a few minutes each day? And so I was being prideful when I thought that I could be a martyr, when I couldn't die to myself enough to pray each day. So we all need to grow in zeal for the Lord. I think it would be pretty awesome, personally, if I had that same zeal of the apostles, that same love for God, that it didn't matter if I was beaten or bruised or imprisoned, that I would still be singing his praises. I think that's awesome. But I'm not there yet. At least I don't think I am. And so I need more of God's grace. I need more of his love. I need to draw closer to the Lord if I'm ever going to reach that point. And I think that can be true for many of us here, that we need to be more intentional about our faith, about drawing closer to the Lord, that we need to grow in that zeal. And the way we can do that is by asking for it, by asking God to give us those graces, by asking God to give us that favor. And so this week, each day this week, I challenge you to make that prayer, to pray to God that he would grant you those graces, that grace to have that zeal, that grace to persevere in the race set before us, that grace to pursue the Lord, like we see in so many great saints, that we should pray for that. And in doing so, we would open up our hearts to receive it. And so let us open our hearts, our minds, and our souls to that grace, that God would set us on fire with that zeal, that we too can persevere in running in the race that lies before us while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. So let us focus on this spiritual race, reminding ourselves that our goal is heaven, not earth, and that it's Jesus we want to be united with forever. And we will get a glimpse of that, a taste of that, in a moment when Jesus comes to us, not as a sign, not as a symbol, but actually, fully, completely, Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, here at this altar, in the most holy Eucharist.